بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Most respected elders and friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today inshallah we will be discussing three issues. The first, the rules and the laws pertaining to pictures in Islam. The second, three opponents of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And the third, when a person purchases an animal, he exchanges his animal with the animals of another farmer. Is that permissible, and if so, to what extent, and what are the rules and regulations pertaining to that? On the first issue, on the rules pertaining to pictures, before proceeding with the various ahadiths on pictures, let us consider some issues. Is it permissible for a trader to sell clothing or fabric that has pictures of animate objects on it? The second issue, is it permissible to sell newspapers? We know for the fact that newspapers, they have pictures of animate objects in it. Third, what is the rule pertaining to magazines, especially magazines that have pictures, or the purpose of those magazines are pictures? The fourth, which is a common issue and many people inquire about it, the rules pertaining to dolls. Does that fall under picture making or not? And what is the position of selling these dolls and playing with dolls? And the fifth is the concept of digital photography in Islam. We will refer to the answers to these five questions, but we will observe from the various ahadiths that Shariat had adopted a very, very strict measure on the prohibition of pictures. The reason for that is, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamul Anbiya wa Rusul, final prophet, final messenger, no messenger to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission was to establish Tawheed, the oneness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in this world. And anything that will lead to kufr and shirk or idol worshipping, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited that and closed the doors that will lead to that. The very cause and the root of idol worshipping is picture making. In certain books and in books of tafsir, in commentary, it is stated, and the support of that from the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there was a Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. After he passed away, his sahaba, his disciples, they carried on with the mission of that prophet. And when that sahaba, the disciples of that prophet passed away, the followers of those disciples, they used to sit in a masjid, they used to be in the state of grief and depression. their leader has passed away. So the shaitan came up to them and told to them that what you people are grieving for? They said that our leader, our spiritual guide has passed away. So shaitan put it into them that there's no need for you to grieve. You have an idea of how he looks, draw a picture of him and place it in your place of worship. Whenever you think of him, you come to a place of worship and you would look at him, you would feel a little satisfied, you will be able to console yourself. So that's what the people did, but they did not worship those pictures. Shaitan had a bigger plan after that. And when these people passed away, their followers came, and when they saw in the place of worship their pictures, Shaitan came up to them and told to them that, do you know that your forefathers, those pictures that are there, those are the pictures that they used to worship. And that was the beginning of idol worshipping. And because idol worshipping, it is completely against Tawheed, pictures lead to idol worshipping, so therefore Shariat has prohibited that and closed all the doors pertaining to that. There's also support in the hadith regarding that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in his last moments in this world. So one of the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, probably it was Hazrat Umme Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha or Umme Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, one of them told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they made hijrat, when they went to Habasha, Abyssinia, so in that place there used to be a lot of churches. So they told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those churches used to be very, very beautiful. And they even referred to the church, the name of the church of Maria, or what we know, the church of Mary. And they said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in those churches, there used to be pictures. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on that he commented and he said, that ulaika إِذَا مَاتَ فِيهِمْ الرَّجُلُ الصَّالِحِ. Those people, referring to the people of the past, when a pious person among them would pass away, then بَنُوا عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ مَسْجِدًا. They would, by the qabr of the person that had passed away, they would build a masjid. ثُمَّ سُوِّرُوا فِيهِ تِلْكَ السُّوَرِ. Then, in that masjid, they would draw pictures of that person, pious person, and they should start worshipping that person. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, أُولَٰئِكَ شِرَارُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ. Those people who drew the pictures of the people, that the pious people, and over time they started worshipping them, they are the worst of people among the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now from this hadith we understand how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam linked up drawing pictures to idol worshipping, which goes against the concept of Tawheed. And there are many such ahadith wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited picture making. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to have mentioned, "Inna ashadda an-nas 'adhaban yawm al-qiyamah al-musawwirun." The people with the worst amount of punishment on the day of Qiyamah, most severe punishment on the day of Qiyamah, will be people that make pictures. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to have mentioned, "Inna alladhina yasna'una hadhihi as-suwar yu'adhabuna yawm al-qiyamah." Those people that make pictures on the day of Qiyamah, they'll be punished. And then Allah will tell to them, "Ahyu ma khalaqtum." That which you have made, the picture that you have drawn, put life in it. And obviously, they'll not be able to put life in it, because life is the sole right of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And because they tried to imitate Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they would then be punished. In fact, there were very short hadith. If you can't remember all the hadiths, at least remember the short hadith. Wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, "Kullu musawwir finnar." Every person that draws a picture, he is in the fire of Jahannam, in the fire of hell. In one hadith narrated by Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لا تدخل الملائكة بيتا فيه كلب ولا سورة. The angels of Rahmat, the angels of mercy, they did not enter that house in which there is a dog. Dog here refers to like a pet dog, or a house in which there are pictures. Picture here refers to picture of animate objects. Anything that had a head, anything that had a face, those are the things that used to be worshipped in the past and led to idol worshipping. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that houses deprived of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In one hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam once took permission from Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to come to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave permission, told to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to enter. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Kaifa adkhul? How can I enter? Fa'inna ma'ashirul anbiya, ma'ashirul malaika, la tadkhulu baytan fihi tasawir. We, the group of angels, we don't enter that house in which there are pictures, pictures of animate objects. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam himself told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that what would remove a picture from being a picture? فَأَمَّا يُقَطَّعْ رَأَسُ, you remove the head. Oh, يُجْعَلْ بِسَاتًا تُوتَ, oh, with the picture, you would make something like a carpet on which you would trample upon. In other words, not giving it prominence, not giving it any significance and value. In one hadith, which is in Bukhari Sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was on safar, he was on journey. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the absence of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, purchased a pillow. That pillow had pictures of animate objects. She decided to decorate the house or do something extraordinary to please Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to the house, and from outside, in those days, you could look through the house just from the door. It was a small house. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood by the door of the house and he saw something. He observed something and he turned away. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala immediately, she said to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Atubu ila Allah, I make tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, mada aznabtu? What wrong have I done that you are not entering the house? So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, ma hadhi namruqa? What is this pillow that you have made, referring to the pictures of animate objects on that pillow? From this, all these ahadiths, we understand that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has condemned pictures having animate objects, to draw pictures of animate objects, whether it is small, whether it is big, it is haram and it is prohibited. Now, we will come across the hadith wherein one person, he says, when narrator of the hadith, Sa'id ibn Abi al-Hassan says, Kuntu inda ibn Abbas, I was by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is atahu rajulun. One person came to Abdullah ibn Abbas and told to him, فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا Abbas, O father of Abbas, this was the kunniyat or second name of Abdullah ibn Abbas, because his son's name was also Abbas under his father. So a person told to Abdullah ibn Abbas, إِنِّي إِنسَانٌ إِنَّمَا مَعِيشَتِي مِنْ صَنْعَةِ يَدِي, my means of income is from the labor of my hands. وَإِنِّي أَصْنَعْ هَذِي التَّسَاوِيرِ, and I draw these pictures of animate objects. So فقال ابن عباس, so Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى told to a person, لَا أُحَدِّثُكْ إِلَّا مَا سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, I will not narrate to you but that which I heard from Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. سَمِعْتُهُ يَقُولْ, I heard Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, مَنْ سَوَّرَ سُورَةً فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُعَذِّبُهُ حَتَّى يَنْفُقَ فِيهَا الرُّوحِ وَلَيْسَ بِنَافِخٍ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that person that drew a picture of animate objects, Allah will punish him until he would be able to blow soul into it, put life into it, and he would never ever be able to blow life into it. When Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrated this hadith to a person that asked him a question, فَرَبَ الرَّجُلُ رَبْوَةً شَدِيدًا وَصْفَرَّ وَجْهُ. That person took a deep breath. That means his entire income is contaminated. What he's doing is completely haram. He took a deep breath and his face turned pale. Then Abdullah ibn Abbas told him, advised him, وَيْحَكْ إِنْ أَبَيْتْ إِلَّا أَنْ تَصْنَى. If you really have to draw pictures, فَعَلَيْكَ بِهَذَا الشَّجَرِ. Then draw pictures of trees, plants, etc. Things that do not have life in it. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ لَيْسَ فِيهِ رُوحٌ. Anything that does not have a soul in it. In other words, that it does not have head and does not have eyes, etc. Now, this is a hadith, and we understand from it very clearly that drawing pictures, etc. is completely haram. Whether it's a small picture, whether it is a big picture, it is completely haram. And we gave the background on why Shariat has adopted such a strict measure on drawing pictures. Now, reverting to those five questions, if somebody has a shop and he's got clothing that has pictures of animate objects, or fabric, any material that has pictures of animate objects, he already stocks it and he sells it, then the income of that will be makruh, it will be contaminated. Simply because these are pictures of animate objects and Shariat has prohibited that. The second issue about selling newspapers. The issue of reading newspapers is a different issue, but selling newspapers and the proceeds of the sale of the newspaper, is that permissible or not? In newspapers, pictures of animate objects are not purposeful. In a newspaper, the purpose, the objective is the news, not the picture. Sometimes, pictures are also just to give more credibility to the news and to give more attraction to the news, the pictures are drawn. But the purpose and the objective is not the picture, the news is the objective. The third, magazines that have pictures in it. Especially, na'uzubillah, you find certain type of magazines and you feel very, very sad sometimes when you go to a Muslim person's shop and right in the front you find some of those immoral magazines that have displayed pictures of women and making women look like a cheap commodity. Those kind of magazines are completely haram and it is a shame that our Muslims would stock some kind of magazines. Imagine if that picture or the picture of our mother, of our sister, of our daughter, who would ever tolerate that? So to sell those kind of magazines, the purpose of which is pictures, that is completely haram, it is prohibited, and the proceeds from that is also completely haram. The fourth, the issue about dolls, there is difference of opinion among our ulama regarding dolls. It is mentioned in the hadith that Nabi Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala had a doll. Ulama have different opinions on whether that is prohibited or whether it is abrogated or not. Some ulama have the opinion that it is permissible. Other ulama say that it is prohibited. As a matter of precaution, it is better to abstain from dolls. And the fifth issue is about digital photography. Again, there's difference of opinion among ulama whether digital photography falls in the definition of picture making or not. On both sides, there are reliable ulama, great ulama, who have substantiated their views with academic views, but there is one view that digital photography is not picture making, it is actually capturing of electronic images. And according to these ulama, these capturing of electronic images does not fall in the category of picture making, therefore it is not haram. Whatever the case may be on both sides, there are different opinion, but even those ulama that say that digital photography is not picture making, they are also say that if a picture is durable or potentially durable, we know whatever is on the cell, on our smartphones, it can be stored in a computer, it can be printed, it is durable or it is potentially durable, even they say that it is haram, it is not permissible to do so. And despite what they say, the attitude of people nowadays with smartphones taking selfies or taking, posting pictures of themselves and circulating to everyone and very freely taking pictures of everyone else. That is completely against the spirit of deen, completely against the spirit of Shariat, especially when you notice people go to the Haramain Sharifain right by the Rose Aqdas of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Instead of passing by, they would complete adab with their head down and sending durood and salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now it has become more like a place of entertainment. We understand people take pictures to remember the place. It's out of muhabbat of the place, but if there's real muhabbat that you have to put, you should put it right into our heart and show that respect for such mubarak places. The second issue that we are going to be discussing today is Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi presents a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Qala Allah, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself says, is a hadith of Qudsi, Salasatun ana khasmuhum yawm al-qiyamah. There are three people, I will be their opponents on the day of Qiyamah. I will fight with them on the day of Qiyamah. Rajulun U'utiya bi thumma ghadar. One person, he made a promise to fulfill something and he took the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and he had made a promise. And with who he had dealt with his counterpart, he have accepted that person taking a promise, thumma ghadar, and then the person goes against the promise. Now the person used the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You had won the confidence of someone, the person trusted into you because you took the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then you go against that promise. This is showing disrespect to the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in fact, it's a major sin. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, awfu bil'uqood. O you who believe, fulfill your promises. You made a promise, keep up to your promise and fulfill your promise. To go against a promise, that is a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about three people, ayatul salasatun, ayatul munafiq. Three things, they are signs of nifaq. And one is that, waida wa'ada akhlaf. A munafiq, he makes a promise, he doesn't keep up to his promise, he goes against his promise. And especially when it comes to buying and selling. A person would buy items, and he would say, I'll pay in 30 days time, 60 days time, 90 days time. That 30 days, 60 days, 90 days never ever comes. And the person, he's a debtor, solvent debtor. He's got a financial mean and ability to pay, but he never ever fulfills that promise. And whereas Nabi Kareem has mentioned, that is zulm. One hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, matul ghaniyya zulmun. That the procrastinating of a solvent debtor, not an insolvent debtor, solvent debtor, you got the means to pay, you can go for holidays, you can do everything else. The only thing that you can't do is pay your creditor out. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that is zulm and that is oppression. And in fact, the second hadith wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ba'a hurran fa'akala thamana. In the past, people used to, they used to steal or they used to hijack free people, and it was in the time of slavery, go in the marketplaces and sell them as slaves. That is completely against the dignity of a human being. And the third, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, rajulun ista'jara ajiran. One person hired an employee, fastawfa minhu. You took all the benefit from your employee. You made him work from the morning to evening. Whatever is required of him to do, he did that. You took all the services from him. But you did not pay him his wage, his remuneration. And that is a type of a zulm. Nabi Kareem Sasa mentioned, "Utul ajira qabla yajuffa arqa." That when a person works for you, before he sweat dry, you need to pay that person out. And some days ago, we did the hadith where three people were stranded in a cave. And one was that person who took the money of the employee, invested it, and when the employee came after some time, he gave him everything. That became a means of the person being removed from a difficulty and hardship. So these are the three people wherein Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that he will be the opponent on the day of Qiyamah. The third topic for today, Imam, because it is Qurbani time, and very briefly I will touch on that, that al-haywan bil-haywan nasi'atan. This is sometimes a person would want to exchange his one healthy animal for two unhealthy animals, or three unhealthy animals. Or sometime a person, he wishes to purchase one animal in exchange of two or three animals, according to Shariat, is that permissible or not? Now we have discussed previously what constitutes riba and what constitutes interest. And very briefly referring to that, we mentioned that there were two causes of interest. If there are two items that are of the same type and those items are sold by weight or by scale, if both the reasons, both the causes are found, then equality is compulsory and one has to transact in cash. And if both the reasons are not found, then to sell in surplus is permissible and credit transaction is permissible. But in this particular case, an animal in exchange of an animal, the two things are the same type, but animals are sold by units. Although the animals, the price of the animal are determined by the weight of the animal, but they are sold in units. So therefore, if somebody had to sell one animal in exchange of two animals, there is not equality between that, it will be permissible on condition it is a cash deal, it is not a credit deal. The second issue on this, on animals, questions normally come, people place the orders for qurbani. So a person will tell the farmer or whoever is an agent of an animal that book for me 10 animals. But you don't conclude the transaction, just book for me those animals. The transaction is not concluded, what is the price of the animal, whether you paid for it or not. And then the person goes and slaughters those animals. In order for qurbani to be valid, you got to be an owner of the animal. If you're not the owner of the animal, then the qurbani will not be valid. Another issue people normally ask, that if people purchase the animals and they pay with a credit card or with a debit card, will that be a valid transaction? So here what we are talking about, exchanging an animal in exchange of an animal, then it might be a cash deal, but in the case of a credit card, if a person pays with a credit card, as long as he's got money in his bank, obviously in a debit card he will have money, but in the case of a credit card, if he has money, then it will be permissible. But if he does not have money, it's like taking a loan from the bank and purchasing that animal, that will not be jais. So these are some of the masail pertaining to qurbani and pertaining to picture making, the three components that, or opponents, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will oppose the people on the day of Qiyamah. These are all very important issues, contemporary issues. We make dua that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and desire to practice upon these ahadith. Also, these are very mubarak nights. It is the night of 9th of Zilhajj. Very, very mubarak night. Hujjaj are returning, going to Muzdalifah. Tomorrow it will be, from after Fajr, we'll be making the takbir and tashriq, making the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So we should, these are the days where zikr, we turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, making tawajjuh to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, engaging ourselves in dua to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So we make dua, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept the hajj of all the hujjaj. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make them, grant them hajj mabroor. Allah accept the effort and the sacrifices. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make the hajj of the hujjaj a turning point, a means of invoking rahmat and mercy for the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.